the final line of the gospel today, Jesus is drawing from two different places in the Old Testament to speak of himself. He says to Nathanael, "You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." So he's drawing in part from what we heard in the first reading today from the book of Daniel. All of the angels, myriads upon myriads, thousands upon thousands, who are ministering to the Son of Man, and that's Jesus. And then he's also drawing from the vision that Jacob had that we read about in the book of Genesis, when Jacob encamped one night near a shrine and had the dream that night of the ladder that stretched from where he was on earth all the way up to heaven, with angels moving up and down upon the ladder. And the next day, he set up an altar and knew that place was holy to the Lord. The ladder obviously being the symbol of, in some way, that this would be a place where God would meet man, where man could meet God. And Jesus takes those two references and he applies them to himself. And when he says to Nathanael, "You'll see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man," it's not just a ladder, it's him. He is the one who is the bridge, the ladder, the staircase between heaven and earth. As he says, "No one can come to the Father but through me. I am the way, the truth, and the life." And so he speaks of that here. And in that absolutely unique place that he has as the Son of God, who comes to join earth back to heaven, who comes to offer us a way back to the Father, the angels serve him and minister to him in that capacity. So we honor the archangels today in the special role that God has given them, most especially in the role in which they serve our very salvation. So Michael being the one who defends us, Gabriel being the great messenger of God's plan, and then Raphael, the one who on behalf of the Lord brings healing. So they serve the Lord's plan of salvation, which ultimately is aimed at us. And then that makes us think about what we've traditionally believed and what the early church fathers wrote about the Lucifer, the fallen angel, who didn't want to serve that plan, that God would so exalt a creature, us, who is so beneath the angelic level, that God would exalt us up above them. And the belief, the understanding of the church over all these centuries is that Lucifer said, "I'm not going to do that." And in his own pride, refused to be part of a plan that would take a lowly creature like us humans and lift us up and elevate us up to share and participate in the life of God in a way that the angels don't. So in his rejection of that plan, it's a rejection of his own identity. God created him in some way to be part of that plan. He said no to it. But in rejecting that, he rejects himself. So the whole of Lucifer's identity now, emptied of what God originally intended for him, he has no identity, because he's simply chosen to step out of that plan of God and his place in it. And when you do that, when you reject the one who created you and the purpose for which you were created, you're left with nothing. And so that's why, in an awful way, we everything that is satanic simply takes all that we do here and just makes a mockery of it and tries to twist it and use it for its own thing. But there's nothing original in it. There can't be, because it exists outside of God's plan. And Lucifer, Satan, can't create anything. He's not God. But that's the sad reality of his existence. We honor in Michael and Gabriel and Raphael today the embracing of God's plan, and the beautifully unique place that each of them has in it as they humbly serve God and serve us. And there's just something so beautiful in that. But they remind us that apart from the identity and the plan that God's given us, we have nothing. But when we give a generous yes to that plan, we have everything. And so we honor the archangels today, but even in doing that, it reminds us that we exist never just for ourselves, but for the glory of God, to serve him, to be part of his plan. And our identity is absolutely bound up in that. And to say yes to God and to serve him is not to lose anything. That's what Lucifer mistakenly thought. To say yes to that plan and to serve God is not to lose anything, but to gain everything and to fully find ourselves. So we rejoice in that and ask the Lord to strengthen us in that understanding today as we honor his great archangels and pray that their ministry today will protect and heal and defend us.